In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Driving home from home this morning, coming to church, I saw a billboard on Highway 6. And there was a baby on that billboard. On it, it says, "I am hungry. Please give." That really touched me. I am hungry. Please give. And that is what we read in today's gospel, Luke chapter 3, verse 10. The crowd asked him, "And what then should we do?" Simple. Please give. That is the message of Christmas. Please give. During the Civil War in my country, I was entrusted with the responsibility to feed thousands of displaced people and refugees from neighboring Liberia. Nearly 1 million people to be fed monthly with food from the United States and the UN. But the food was not enough to feed the number of people that we are starving. As I came to the distribution center to see what was happening, a young boy came up to me and stared at me straight in the face. I walked up in the hot burning sun to go get a bottle of water. He followed me. And I thought he wanted a can of Coke. I said to him, "Can I buy you a Coke?" He said, "No, sir. I want some food for my family." You would think that children would love Coke and that is it. Get some Coke and run away. No. He said, "Sir, I want some food for my family." I held him by the hand, walked over to the distribution center and instructed those distributing to give him a bag of rice. Of course, just a small boy. And I ordered the driver to take him home with a bag of rice. But that touched me. I need some food for my family. And later that evening, as we gathered to tally the numbers of those that have received food, I asked myself, what can I do about all these little boys and girls on the street asking for food? What can I do? In that moment, in that one sentence, God got through me. What can I do? It seems so often in life that our hearts are open for just a moment, for just a second in a film clip, for just a paragraph in a book, for a sentence within a conversation at Starbucks. For just a moment, God gets inside of us where there seems to be an inner conversation going on, and when God gets into your hearts and souls for just a moment, He works on you. And then you ask yourselves, what can I do to make a difference in the lives of people? This is what Christmas is about. What can you do? John the Baptist was quite a character. A man who had no fancy clothing, no fancy education, no fancy house, no fancy anything. He was a hermit who lived in the desert. He was an incredible person. A man that didn't get paid to preach at wedding, to preach for funerals. He didn't get paid for preaching on Sundays. Instead of his salary being paid for by the parishioners, the congregation, he lived on locust and wild honey. A man that told the absolute truth about God. He told the absolute truth about human beings. He stood in front of the crowd, not wanting to win friends or influence people, not wanting to show the crowd how clever he was, not wanting to get the people to, but just wanting to get the people to experience the power of positive thinking. He preached in such a way that he upset the people. He said to them, "You people pretend to be pious, pretending you are so religiously impeccable." He was very hard on them. Last Sunday I went in depth. And then one group was very offended. They said to him, "Get off our back. Who do you think you are?" But the other group that got the message asked themselves, what can we do to make a change? When you begin to authentically ask this question, it is a sign that God has gotten through you. What can I do to help? How can I bless others? And John says bluntly, if you have two coats, give one away to the needy. If you have two cupboards of food, give one away to the hungry. If you have two blankets, give one to the person who is cold at night. I just want for you to sit and think back how much food you have in your refrigerators. Take a moment and think how much food you have. How much food you are going to throw out before Christmas to buy new stock of food. If you are so blessed, you are called upon to bless others with those food. Don't throw them away. Don't throw them. Give. The tax collectors ask, and what can we do? And John said bluntly, don't cheat people. The soldiers and the cops also ask, and what can we do? And John replied specifically, no violence, no raping, no racial profiling, no torture. Anytime the Spirit of God goes to work on you and gets inside of you, You begin to ask yourself, what can I do? How can I help? And how can I be a blessing to others? God may move inside of you during a second of a film clip, or a paragraph in a book, or 2 minutes conversation, as I said, a Starbucks. And when it gets inside of you, and that's the time you ask, what can I do? It was when the little boy asked me for some food to help his family that God really got inside of me. Can I have some food for my family? What can we do as Episcopalians to make a difference? How can you make a difference in your church? What does Christmas mean to you? I was at a gathering of men, all men, and we were talking about Christmas. And we know Christmas around the corner. And these men muttered how Christmas costs too much. Buying for their children, buying for their wives, putting up all these decorations, buying and buying and buying and buying. You drive around the neighborhood, all the lights in the place, some money. And they were talking about all the bills showing up in January. One of them said, why can't we have this Christmas generosity all year long? Why? And to all this muttering, one man suggested, a trip of thousand miles begins with the first steps. And miraculously, the conversation shifted dramatically. And the men began talking about the first step in their path to increased generosity. And one man told a story about caring for his elderly grandmother. Another talked about working with a young man at a juvenile court. Still another told caring for a handicapped person for years. And finally, someone looked up and saw good old Tom, a man in his mid-80s, wearing red bow tie, using a walker, having a face with pronounced deformities, with his caved in jaws. Said to Tom, tell us, what is your story? And Tom, in a high-pitched voice, quietly said, my wife and I were married for 30 years. We couldn't have children, and so we raised 72 foster children. They raised 72 foster children. And there was silence. Stone silence. And then the miracle happened. And all the men began to clap. And clap. And clap. It was just for a moment. For a minute. For a fraction of time. And God walked into the hearts and souls of all of us in that room, just for a moment. What can you do to help the women and children around you? You all heard about a 7-year-old girl that died at the border. Isn't that sad? struggling to come to the United States for a better life like millions of us have done to come to this land, including me. If I enjoy peace and blessing today because of this country, can we open the doors for those in need? We may have every reason to say, oh, shut the door. What will Jesus do? You see, one thing about humanity, when God has blessed us, we don't want others to be blessed. We want to close the door. It's all about us. America is a country of immigrants. Maybe your parents, your grandparents, great-grandparents came here in the 1800s from Ireland, from Germany, from Africa. We are children of immigrants. Why do we have to shut the door? Because we have been blessed. What will Jesus do? Will he shut that door? Will he allow that girl to die? Like the billboard, I'm hungry, please give. There is war in my country, please open your door. What shall you do? God gets specific with us this morning. He says to you now, if you have 2 coats, give one away. If you have cupboard full of food, give half to the hungry. If you have 2 blankets, give one to someone who is cold at night. If you are in business, stop cheating. If you are a soldier, stop violence and brutality at the border. Take care of your parents, especially those parents who are elderly and need special care. Because more than 60% of the people living in retirement homes never have a personal relationship with people to visit them. They are craving for your visit. Volunteer at a lot of the streets. Volunteer as Star of Hope. Volunteer as Salvation Army. Become a driver and provide a meal on a regular basis. Work in the food bank here in Houston. Take care of your relatives. Take care of your friends. Take care of your neighbors, those in need. Be a blessing to someone this Christmas. Amen.